the end. I want to tell you that this this is on my place in my house. And shortly after we were married, my wife calligraphied this. So something like that?
Including and maybe especially my own children, your wife is perfect.
and my kids. So said, from where I come from, my wife is absolutely perfect. She is perfect. Perfect. Look at perfect baker. Of course, that's what you taste it. Oh. So, I feel bad for those who are sick. You never are the critics in front of anybody else. Quietly and everyone else is sleeping. You know, very careful to know when to say it and how to say it. And it is a big don't. I can never imagine saying this to my wife, but I can't. What I'm going to do, if I really quote it, never make comparisons. I mean, why don't you make the chimney like my mother does? Or like my sister does? Or like they do when this is the town? That's terrible. It means that, you know, you're not measuring up. Never, ever say that. Never. You want to say, you know, it would be nice if we did this in a certain way. You may figure out that, oh, that's what mother does, sister does, cousin does, neighbor does. Never spell it out. Why do you do it? Why can't you make talk like mom? Gosh, I can't believe we have to even write her over here, but I guess he knows better. So I'm just mentioning it to you. Okay. On both sides. One of the sources for the Dibur HaBenachas is the Gemara of Messiah that says, L'olam ye adam zor be'onoat ishto. What does onoat ishto mean? What does ono? Ono is meaning cheat, right? But also onoat dvarim. That you speak in an improper fashion. Not just what you say, it's how you say it. You say exactly the same thing two people, two husbands, two wives. Reuben's married to Leah, Shimon's married to Sarah, and they both say exactly the same thing. The same words come out of their mouth. But one is a whisper, with a smile, with understanding, shoulder. Other one says it with a deepest, exactly. Rama continues. Velo yeh hasei, velo rakhi. Very, very important. A person cannot be an angry person. Any anger that you have now, get out of your system. Once you get married, you're not supposed to be angry anymore. I gotta tell you, so we mentioned part of this, I'm Katar and Maskir, I feel like what's the fool with this man. Not for a lie. Because, you know, as much as the person tries to avoid getting angry, something gets you angry, gets you upset. Something happens, either, who knows, anything can get you angry. But there's two levels of anger. One's angry with your wife, and one's angry in general. The Chiddush Rambam is not only angry with your wife, prohibited. No, to control it. When you really get angry, your wife says something that you don't understand. And why in the world? I want to do this, and she's doing this. I want to eat, and she's on the telephone. And I'm starving away here. Or I want to go to sleep, go to sleep. You know, she's the one, she wants to go to sleep, and she goes to sleep. And she's been busy with some project. And, you know, she understands it. As much as possible. She bought something. She bought $100, $150. Get angry. When the credit card bill comes, say, you know, maybe in the future we should think twice about the expenditure, you know. I already told you, it's my house, my wife takes care of all the money. That's the best way to run it, in my opinion. Your wife is capable. She, I make it, but she spends it. That's it. My channel is here, any check that comes in, goes right to her. She gives it to her name. She separated out the miser from his daughter, with a separate account from miser. She got the miser check. She did everything. Well, I hardly had to carry on a couple of checks in my pocket to once in a while at an emergency. But I don't ever really like 90% of the checks are more probably than she got. You want to spend $100 for a suit, for a dress, I don't know, but my wife's a different seven. She doesn't want to spend it on stuff, only on others. She'll buy for this person, for that, for the family, for me, the family, the other family, you know. My wife's a tremendous gomelo set. Unbelievable. She'll spend more money for our school on mirrors, because you know they need a certain touch. She knows how much money we have. She doesn't want to bounce. She knows that I don't want to pay any interest on the credit card and left his shadow and visit that on. She knows to try to avoid these things. She says, oh, it's okay. So for that machine, whatever we have, I don't know. The best way. But in any event, you shouldn't get angry. Calm down. That's as far as she's concerned. But the Chiddush and Rambam is, you shouldn't walk around as an angry person if you're angry at somebody else. I'm going to say, lo ye, he loves it. Plus of a verb. Lo yitragei. She thought that he should get angry at her. Lo yirazon. Don't be an angry man. If the man is angry at his boss, angry at his teacher, angry at someone in shul, gaba, president, angry at the co-worker or a neighbor, whatever, he walks to the house steaming. Woman herself. Unfortunately, some of them will just add fuel to fire. That bum! He gave you ravine! We'll go after him, we'll go. That's a terrible one. Terrible one. Yes, her husband is more upset. Ideally, the husband should just let his wife know he's angry about it. What the common is deceiving himself. And the good wife should calm down. Someone's going to say, what are you coming to talk about? You mean he's right? Why don't we get angry at her? What do you mean, calm down? Hey, so ideally, you just don't get angry, but well, you want to get angry now? You should never get angry. You're the boss. Get out of your system. Whatever anger you have, get out now. Once you're married, no more anger. That's it, finish. No more anger. Cold water, I know. I'm telling you, I am not up to it. Like, carpeting a Muslim is not up. I'm not shulim. I'm lacking. I try to avoid it. Let the door right on my back and help you know how to do it. Someone fixes me. Once in a while, I'll help you. Get angry at your own kids, you'll have no problem. Because you have to show your anger. What are you doing over here? Why aren't you learning? What are you going to be sitting for? Why are you not getting trouble in school? Why are you hitting your brother and your sister? You have to, you know, explain that that's wrong. And you don't have to say it in a very forceful fashion. The chutzpah, can you talk this way? Inside shouldn't be angry. You have to hit a child, still not be angry. Make believe you're angry. Oh, Christian. If you're really angry, that's what you hurt. That's not allowed. Over the palette. Shabbat, low to you, and stuff over there, what's that do? So you'd be very careful not to get angry. Keep myself with you. But it also, if I'm angry, my wife is upset. Oh, it's fine. It's her upset that I'm angry. Even when I got really angry, I had a case, a terrible case, the father was hurt. A certain rabbi, told the Balabas to ignore the discussion. They had made a mistake. They started yelling at me on the phone that I'm signing wrong. And I started saying, but you know, oh, you're in a Gabba Dubba. He tells me, we're never in a Gabba Dubba. We're trying to defend the stock. But every time we're in a Gabba Dubba. No, only you could be passing wrong. If we're right, we wouldn't be in a Gabba Dubba. Every wrong stock. And the Bechule. Spoke to Rabbi X, Rabbi Y, I had a song, I had a song. said, "Ah, you can't let it go off the wall in a nice way." He said, "Rabbi, when you calm down and think about it, you realize how ridiculous it is." And I was starting to, you know, to give it to him a little bit. My wife was upset. She was upset that I was, you know, I was upset. I had to tell him a little bit. You can't get angry. Right. The lo ye otse doesn't just mean you can't be sad about your wife or your marriage. Doesn't just mean you're sad about the woman is not doing her quote job properly. Or I'm sad that the floors are filthy, that the table's not set, no supper. No, you shouldn't be sad about anything. Let's say, for example, because there's a mushroom over here. You're unhappy with your sheep. Happy with your parousa. And happy with your day at work. Somebody come on speeding there. Somebody come on depressed. I'm not angry. I'm just not prepared. You're scared for your wife or your friend. You have to come up with a smile. Loud Donald today, no matter how bad it was, no matter what happened. It was the worst day in the world. Everything went wrong in the office, in school, and whatever it is. How are you? How's your day? You have to psych. I tell you to psych yourself, right? We talked about what it's in a different context. If you psych yourself and become happy when you go into the house. Shame Omer. And in the Kabbal call all them the saber upon in the office. The mission for the other Kirk Alice Mission has brought Rabbi Yonah. Sheyarala and Ponim shall simcha. Today should see a ruach of rias no chaymen. Why must you give everyone a smile? So the people should be happy with you. Shammai, the one who was, you know, Peter Sadin, not Dilo, Shammai, says the Indian of Taylor Pagan of course the Iranian. He's on Nob with Mammon, he's on Nob with Morim, he's on Nob with Ayin Ra, Shemare Ponim Roim, which is multiple ways. You have to smile at everybody. You have to smile at everybody. Says the Orchid Khan Law Rush, the Rush. Are you panecha zomos negat over v'shomim the kabel osam upon a meirim? Meirim, a lichting upon him, we say in Yiddish. A smile, even to a passerby. Kavachoma to your wife. Kavachoma, you have to be happy. You have to be happy. No matter what it is, you gotta smile. You must. You have to be someday of your wife. Mentioning about Subas before, right? Leven Shinai Michal, we read it in time. Can I read it short? Can I read it to you? Subas Kufin Alpha Days, Amalvin, Kov, Amalvin, Shinai, Lechaver, Yosu, Meshkel, Cholo. You have to smile at people. You have to smile and, you know, give a proper kind of a face as you look at your wife, not with a sad face. Go to mice, yes? I was just fired. Honey, I was just fired from my job. My car was stolen. Say, oh, listen, I just, you know, honey, I want to tell you, it's been a bad day today. But everything's gone to the Tova, the Kabbalah, or this, the Ava, whatever happens, what happened? Well, you see, big slip, and you have to try your best to no matter what happens. Part of the gone to the Tova, you're right. And a finale, I guess a corollary of it, be gone to the Tova. You're the person who's not reaching my dragon, gone to the Tova, whatever happens. Then he can be able to do some air with wife while he's avoiding Sabbath now. He calls the Mizer Yisrael Salanta. It's printed in the same Or Yisrael. The people of Petterburg. About Riazon. Erev Yom Kippur is going to shul. Erev Yom Kippur is going to call Idre. Man Petter of Yisrael by doesn't say hello. He sees what he calls the Herodas Hadid. Yo, my din is coming. He's so saintly and angelic. He just can't stopped anybody. But the strong philosopher said, why must I suffer? Because of the paradox of dinner with God. He, that's his business. When he passed me by, he was saying, Shalom Aleichem, I couldn't answer him, I stopped in the Torah. Because he's in his world, that's his business. You know, Rabbi Shalom said, don't be inside of the end of the bed, but you know, the same, brought the water, the dying, the bathe, you know, you said, local, not in Brooklyn, not in Hotel. Same over here. You want to be a tzaddik, you know, when you pass somebody by, not his cousin. Same with your wife. First we talk to him. Oh, I come home, I'm sorry. All of the Avodah Hashem is to give a smile whenever you go, whenever you're home. Always. Very important. And as a matter of fact, the quote from Kovat HaLevav, Sa'alasa al-Fanav, Ve'evlo b'libo. Any Grecian that you have is b'libo. But when you walk around, there's a parasha, I'm not going to eat past Monday and Thursday, and the whole world knows about it. You walk up to one of them, what's the matter, Bianco? Oh, I'm fasting, I'm not even you know I'm not. Monday and Thursday. It's crazy. Shaila! You get to walk on a Monday with a smile, you know your stomach is turning, you're starving. It's a hard that stuff. Have a home in the house. Difficult. Try to put yourself into a proper matarua. And you know, this is part of what we said before, She'era Psusa Banotaba Yigra. We mentioned maybe last week. She'era means her emotional need. Her emotional need. And you wear to satisfy emotionally by being happy. Not to be sad. You cannot be sad when you're mad. I'm telling you, you can't. You can try to control your emotions and be always happy. One final little bit of today. Because the person can ate the cold like ever, he eats the old and the rural. Azal said, the message is that old Isha. Which means that a man when he's young, it's good for him to help carry the burdens of his wife. Now, the general principle, we call Zoste Ba'ol and Chaveira. Helping someone else carry a burden. You mentioned, remember, at Kahani Ima, the poor person to consider his burden. Anybody has to consider his burden. Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayar Bishnev Losa, the Chazal supply, not Vayar Es Siblosa, saw from the window. That's the king of the palace, can be our bishop and went down with them together. He was noticing all the chavera, even when no people saw him. He was from the pit of snare, burning bush. Demonstrated he felt the pain of Claudia's girl. Certainly it has to apply to a woman. Your wife. If she's in pain, you're in pain. Remember the right hand, left hand, Chazanish? If your left is in pain, you're, well, no problem, I got right hand. I'm going right on my left hand. Earth is in two-thirds. Everything hurts. What about Levine said? Our foot hurts. The doctor, our foot. A regular shalom of Kalevin. Third thing of Madrega. Those two all of Kalevin. The wife has some of the headache. You say, I'll feel better to walk out. You have to say, you know, 10 minutes later, how's your head? How are you feeling? What, how you have it? After the end, on your time. Because let's say because you have to feel so well, it's difficult to fulfill the various obligations and commitments. You gotta help out. Maybe she feels fine, but she bit off more than she could chew. She accepted upon herself this incredible treasure. And you have to help out. I one in the morning, whatever time it is, I don't care. Are you tired? Too big? That's right, you're the top. She's gone beyond her treasure. You have to try to help out in the house. You have to recognize I'd like to learn that. But I see that the visions aren't one. My wife is too overwhelmed with other things. And I know she's going to come back at 6 in the morning, but she's going to see a step. Can I lose it?
Oh, yeah.
Back here. This is the last, next we'll have the final installment of this major.